please, Governor, sign the bill and save the children.
Both houses of the state legislature have voted unanimously to keep the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center running as a standalone facility. On Friday, Assemblyman Michael Kearns and Senator Patrick Gallivan urged Governor Cuomo to sign the bill. The Cuomo administration has been seeking to close the West Seneca-based facility and move the patients into a renovated space on the grounds of the Buffalo Psychiatric Center. Kearns reminded the governor of recent legislation that separates young criminal offenders from adults. He says the same should happen with psychiatric center patients.
We're not asking young people to be put in a criminal justice setting. We're not asking young offenders to go in with adults. So we got that done in the budget. Now we're asking Governor Cuomo the same thing. If you use the same logic, we should not be commingling adults with children. Remember, these are children as young as 4 years old.
Construction is underway in Buffalo, but Gallivan says there's a better use for that space. He suggests using it instead for residential opioid addiction treatment.
There's an alcohol treatment center on that campus that is very well respected. That would be the ideal place to continue the construction, but do the construction so that we can help some of these other families that are affected by the heroin and opioid crisis.
Both lawmakers say there have been no formal talks about overriding a veto, but if Governor Cuomo rejects this bill, leaders of both houses could anticipate requests to pursue an override. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.